An Okaloosa County school bus driver has been arrested after authorities say he dropped off an 8-year-old disabled student a mile away from her house and told her to walk home. Anthony Wayne Campbell, age 44, was booked into the Okaloosa County Jail on May 11th and released the following day on $3,000 bond. He faces one felony child neglect charge stemming from the February 2nd incident. According to the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office arrest report, the Walker Elementary School student's mother filed a complaint on February 5th, alleging that she had made arrangements for the child to be dropped off at her home via the school bus on February 2nd. She said she normally transports the child to and from her home, but made arrangements that day with the school district to have the child dropped off via bus. That afternoon at around 4:20, she saw the child walking towards her house. She asked the child where the school bus was, and the child told her that the driver made her get off, quote, at the church. The woman said the church is 1 mile from her home, and when the child made it to her house, it was almost dark. The high temperature in Crestview on that day was 59 degrees, with the low hovering near freezing at 34, according to AccuWeather. After the mother filed a complaint on February 6th, Campbell was placed on administrative leave as the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office conducted an investigation. During that investigation, officers obtained video footage from the school bus, which was Okaloosa County School Bus 04-12, which was driven and operated by Campbell. In the video, the student boarded Campbell's bus and gave him a bus pass that had instructions she was to be dropped off at her home address in Crestview, but Campbell said he didn't know where that address was. According to the report, he then told her that he would drop her off at the church where he dropped off two other boys, and that he never went down that road because, quote, that's a long way down there. The bus driver abandoned the child 1 mile from her home, the arrest report said. The street the child had to walk down was, quote, a very narrow clay road with several sharp curves, which makes it very dangerous for pedestrian traffic, especially a small handicapped child, end quote. The report said that there is a bus stop on the child's road right beside her house. Furthermore, authorities say Campbell didn't speak with anybody from either the school district or the girl's family following the incident. Authorities determined that Campbell's actions exposed the child to a substantial risk of serious physical injury and or death, and he was arrested on Friday. The school board plans to meet May 28th, and officials will recommend that Campbell is suspended without pay pending the criminal charges. You can find out more about this case on nwfdailynews.com.